But it was terrible to think that Paul didn't have anyone. No one really cared about him. I was very sad. Running away to another planet isn't the right solution to your problems, I said. But I've tried to talk to my father about my problems. I've tried many times. Nothing has changed. Listen, I want to go to Mitrax. I feel it's the right thing for me. Something inside is pushing me to go. Maybe going to Mitrax was the best thing for Paul, although I still couldn't believe it. If you're convinced. But I'll miss you a lot. I'll never see you again, I said. Nothing is forever. You will see me again, I promise. Don't make promises you can't keep, I said with tears in my eyes. Believe me, Jenny. Sooner or later, when the next intergalactic door opens, I'll return, and I'll have many new things to tell you. Listen, he continued. We must organize our plan for on tomorrow evening. When Clyreg takes the two students to the science lab, he'll open the refrigerator, but he won't find the spray. At that point, he won't be able to do anything because he can't touch us. If he touches us, he'll electrocute us, Paul explained.